ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate reconvening in about a half hour to work on the president's budget bill as a former big-time Donald Trump ally is speaking out against it.
Upping the pressure, billionaire Elon Musk weighing back into the political fray after exiting the administration last month, saying the bill will destroy millions of jobs in America, labeling it utterly insane and destructive.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of only two no GOP votes on a procedural measure ahead of the budget vote, has announced that he will not be seeking re-election. Police say a man armed with a rifle set a wildfire on Sunday and then began shooting at first responders who showed up to put it out. A standoff followed. The gunman found dead nearby. Two firefighters killed. All of it happening on a mountain near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. NBA free agent Malik Beasley under investigation regarding gambling allegations on league games. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes.
Oshkosh Pride brought over 1,400 revelers and 30 vendors with their staff to the Oshkosh Arena to dance with drag queens, see great live entertainment, and to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. TJ Hobbs, one of the Oshkosh Pride organizers.
Pride is so important for us to get together and celebrate, not just once a year, but all year round. Our community is all we have. We have so much in our community at the same time. So, you know, build your mutual aid networks, stay connected to your friends and family, look out for each other, reach out to each other. And tonight was just one big example of the entire city of Oshkosh and surrounding areas coming together to say, we love you.
The 7-hour event was concluded with no incidents.
The state legislature voted to advance a bill that would classify drivers for delivery and rideshare apps as independent contractors. The legislation is aimed at allowing those drivers to access a statewide benefits portal through which employers could contribute to health care and retirement accounts. Critics of the bill said those companies are not required to make contributions to the portal, so the included benefits for the drivers aren't guaranteed. Union officials also oppose the bill, saying drivers deserve baseline employment standards like minimum wage. What's being called a Stop the Billionaire Giveaway bus tour will arrive in Oshkosh today. The efforts from groups called Fair Share America and Unrig Our Economy. And it's meant to bring together local and state leaders to challenge federal budget and tax proposals that they say would hurt Wisconsin families. The event in Oshkosh is from 3 till 4 today at Riverside Park in the downtown area. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers head to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers on their way to Queens, New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 4-3 in 11 innings. The game began with Rockies manager Warren Schaefer and batter Tyler Freeman arguing with the umpire about balls and strikes, both ejected. I asked Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick how it went for him.
That first inning was definitely a grind. I felt like I was making good pitches, just trying to get rewarded a little bit, how close they were. Said something, you know, go on from there, but he ended up being right.
Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks have reached a new 3-year deal with Bobby Portis Jr. worth as much as $44 million. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, Bobby, he's been fantastic every night. Every night he gives us something defensively with his hands and his rebound.
And former Buck Malik Beasley, now with the Pistons, under investigation for gambling. Beasley accused of betting on NBA games 2 years ago while with Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We could catch an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 83. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Take a look back at the weekend headlines with Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, and State Senator Kelda Royce on what's happening in the Joint Finance Committee. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, and a good-looking Monday morning. 67 in Green Bay, 66 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh. Chance of thunderstorms, high in the mid-80s later today. Kristen Ambos, always fun to have on. Kimberly Sawyer, fun to have on. And always fun to have Mary Rohde on from On Broadway with a lot of greats. Although I have to say, I feel bad for you guys.
Why is that?
Have you had a nice Wednesday?
You know what?
If anyone has any powers with the rain or the weather, I mean, I've talked to weathermen.
It's like bizarre. But it's like, come every on. Wednesday.
But Mary, yeah. And that interlocks with the City Band concert is on Wednesday as well.
Okay.
So, and that's it, we need a good Wednesday.
We do.
This is it.
I think so.
This is it.
Can I knock on this desk right now?
This knocking for Micah. Yeah. It's just been tough, but
one of those years.
But you are rain or shine.
We are rain or shine, yeah.
Johnny said they must have canceled it last night. I'm like, nope.
No, the only reason we will cancel is severe weather.
Like lightning type stuff?
Lightning, yeah. Yes, because it's not safe for anyone to be there, right. Vendors or the community. So
but
we will.
You also, is that a 3 or 4 hour thing? Farmers market.
The market goes from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock, excuse me.
So
5 hours.
Seldom does it rain that long in Green Bay.
Correct.
Whereas the band concert is 1 hour.
Oh. And
so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes it rains pretty heavy at 4 or 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And then by 7 o'clock, it's
there's
nicer.
Breaks. And it's right. Funny because all of a sudden then we'll see the people. We'll see the ponchos and the you know, umbrellas. People have their weekly routine.
Well, it's not like you're out at a fairgrounds too. People can always duck into the bars and the
absolutely.
Different things around
yeah,
there.
Yeah. There's so. Stores to go into and that yeah. kind of thing.
And there's not a lot of mud.
Yes.
No, exactly. I mean, you're in the middle of the street.
Right.
Yeah.
So
exactly
you
right.
do a good job. That's a very, very successful market.
It is. 22 years in running.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, what do you want to talk about today, Mary?
The biggest event of the year, right?
Absolutely.
Would you say this is
kind of a little thing going on Friday?
This is the biggest event of the year, isn't it, downtown?
Most amount of people come down, yeah.
Absolutely.
What, 60,000?
Yeah, we get anywhere from 40 to 60, yep.
Wow.
Yeah. And obviously, peak of that attendance is the fireworks or leading up to the fireworks, but it's the largest fireworks show in Northeast Wisconsin, so we're really proud of that.
Challenge is always getting people to come before the fireworks, and you kick
but
it
they
off.
Do.
They do.
Yeah.
And they do, and we'll talk about some of the things. I really like some of the things that you've moved because you've responded to the market.
Yeah.
Especially the Santa Max thing, but why don't you tell our listeners.
Take it away.
Yeah, so Fire Over the Fox, Festival Foods Fire Over the Fox happening this Friday, July 4th. Kicks off at 3 o'clock. The street will be closed at 7:30 in the morning. So this is the Dousman Street, Main Street Bridge, whatever you want to call it these days. Ray Nitschke Bridge. I think it has three names, right?
Well, are you closing it or is it just broke again?
Really, when did it open? Closed. It will be completely shut down beginning at 7:30 in the morning on Friday, July 4th. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of the things happening with this event kind of go without saying, right? We're going to have great food. We're going to have live music. We're going to have fireworks. But we have a couple of really cool new things this year. And Jim alluded to it. We had the Santa Max Latin stage. So this is year three for that stage. And we're so grateful to Santa Max for stepping up to sponsor that again. This stage has grown so much in popularity that it is. Last year, it kind of started to overflow its space in Light Park. And so this year, our team really decided to give that stage a little more room. We moved it now to the east side of the bridge. I'm pointing as if people can see me. The east side of the bridge, right out from the Hampton Inn. So kind of that intersection of Main Street and
so right behind us here,
the KI Convention Center. Yeah, literally right behind us. So that stage will have plenty of space. An amazing lineup there, starting at 3:30, going until 9:30. Really awesome Latin bands.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We had a Latin singer in here on Friday. It was just cool.
Yeah.
It was just fun. It was really great.
The music always makes you smile.
Absolutely. Right? Exactly. I mean, it's fun music.
Back in the day, I did Zumba, which was very Latin heavy. And I came out of that class with the biggest smile on my face all the time. It was so much fun.
I will pay you for a video of that we can put on our Facebook.
Creepy at all, Jeff.
Not creepy at all. West Side Y doesn't have that anymore.
Oh, the West Side Y.
Yeah, was that the West Side Y?
That's the old Lady of Charity place, right? Across from Southwest High School?
Cardinal Lane.
Okay, way over there. Oh, okay. But I used to play basketball at the other one, and every Saturday morning we'd have to go knock on a nun's house to give us the basketball and the keys.
Terrifying, I'm sure. Yeah, it was
crazy. Fun times. But Mary, what a huge event this is. And you were talking about the biggest one in Northeast Wisconsin. Talk about the magnitude of this for downtown Green Bay.
This is huge. I mean, even for our team, this is a massive undertaking. Yeah. Obviously, a full year of planning. But it takes up really both sides of the bridge here. A little bit of the Broadway District, certainly Light Park, Donald Driver Way area, Neville Museum parking lot, and then it goes all the way across the bridge to the east side of the river as well. As we mentioned, where the Santa Max Latin stage is, we also utilize City Deck, and honestly, we also utilize the river. Waterboard Warriors, who will be back again this year, so popular for them to do their downtown.
It used to be there was like one area. It's like here's where we'd be now. I mean, this is just like...
It's expanded.
It's incredible. Yeah. Me and Murph and Katie are here. We'd be down on, 4th of July morning, downtown Green Bay. There'd be a few people walking, then later get a few more people. Yeah. But now it's like big time from early on, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. The Santa Max stage is one of five music stages that we'll have for this event. So we have the Festival Foods main stage, which is right in Light Park. People know and love Johnny Wadd, who usually closes out that. Always brings a big crowd out.
Yep. He's a huge supporter of downtown, too. That guy.
Awesome.
You wait till he talks. Yeah, he's awesome. One of my favorites.
I'm usually slinging beers in a beer tent when he's on stage. So
he's good.
I'm glad to hear that he loves being here. We're on Broadway is bringing one of our Levitt stages. We usually do the Sunday concert series, the Levitt Amp Music Series. We're bringing one of those stages into this event as well. That'll be in the Neville Public Museum's parking lot. That'll be kicking off at 4:00. We have the family stage, which is also in Light Park. So this is Mischief and Magic, Miller and Mike doing back-to-back shows the entire night.
So that's a kids kind of focus.
It is, absolutely.
And I think parents need to know that what kid doesn't like fireworks? What parent doesn't like fireworks? But to come down there and enjoy that kid stage, that's a really, really good time.
Absolutely. And now we have the added amenities from the Green Bay Parks Department that are in Light Park as well with some of the cool kids stuff. We will have an inflatable water slide there. We have the bounce houses located there. So this is, as you can assume and imagine, 100% kid-friendly.
You know what people don't realize if they don't know downtown Green Bay, though? And Light Park, you revitalized Light Park. I mean, that was like nothing. But I mean, there aren't many places where you're so close to the hub of downtown for whatever that's worth or whatever, and you got this huge park within walking distance. Yeah. That's a big green space for a downtown.
Yes. 4 acres.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you can see the water.
Right. On the water. Everybody's pretty incredible.
It's tough to compete with, title towns sometimes, but we've got water.
Right.
And I think water's cool.
Absolutely. And now as we start to see the next phases of Shipyard as well come to light, to have another waterfront park that has amazing green space is going to be cool.
The coal piles, that's good. We're out there a little bit, but that's going to be, that's going to be cool too. So, I mean, Chicago, but the lakefront, that's where everything is happening down
there. Absolutely.
And they don't, and you look at the economic right across the way from there. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable what happened down there.
Downtown Green Bay is so truly special. And then you add, obviously, the amazing elements of this event, but it ending with those awesome fireworks. We have so many beautiful photos and videos of the fireworks being shot off right here in downtown.
Are they on a barge when they shoot them off?
They were for Draft City Music Fest. That was a first time ever thing.
Okay.
We were super excited for that. It turned out cool. This time, however, for Fire Over the Fox, they will be shoreline side again, down by, is it Greymont? The Greymont building.
Okay. I should walk around and see those things.
Oh, I know. I know. I would like to have that job.
I would not want you to have that job.
Okay. So I wouldn't want your company to have the insurance policy on you for that job. That
all right. I could handle the whole thing myself.
Enough. Do you have enough? Do you have enough? Yellow bags from festival? I mean, would they promote? That's what's stamped on all the bags now is the fire.
I got you. But you know, it's one of those things, though, too. You got to see it. I don't know. Does anybody televise it anymore?
Channel 5.
Channel 5. Says,
yeah, okay. They do their live newscast. They'll be right on City Deck, so you can come down and watch and hang out. They'll do their live newscast, and then they start their special fireworks show at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
They carry the Green Bay ones live.
Okay.
But they're at like three or four different communities.
Yeah, they have cameras at a few different communities, and they'll show them as they're going off. I do believe the ones here in Green Bay are one of the later shows, so they bring those live.
Yeah,
but I mean, you have to see it in person.
You absolutely
I mean, at least
do.
One time in your life, you have to come to downtown Green Bay and find a good spot early on or whatever, and really sit back and watch that.
The
it's
bridge
really
is
something
stellar to sit and watch those. But certainly, there's a ton of vantage points throughout downtown that you can see those.
I'm going to ask her to see if I can get on the roof here.
Sure. That would be amazing.
Kidding. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Why couldn't you?
Well, just I don't know about where you find the access to get it, but I mean, I just want to find it.
Well, you live
it
here.
Well, I know, but I don't want to be like climbing up the wall like Spider-Man or something.
Yeah, and then people are going to wonder where to park, and there's plenty of parking, and it's free. Park where you want. I would not park on the top floor in the ramp.
Take a long time to get out?
Does it? Okay.
But park where you want.
Yeah. Yes, but there's plenty of parking for people. There is. Don't need to worry about that.
Mary Rowdy on Broadway. Festival Foods, Fire Over the Fox. Got some great things coming up there. We're going to keep you around. Is that all right?
That's okay.
Got anything else going on over there that's pressing more than this? I don't think so, right?
No, this is it this week, you guys.
I just had to play the Spider-Man theme because I was thinking about you crawling up the building like Spider-Man.
Oh, I like I could be like? Do you remember in the Dirty Dozen when they took the big rappel thing and they threw it up to get into the Nazi headquarters? And they, remember then it caught on the thing and the guy climbs up that
way? Grappling hook?
The grappling hook. I could see me doing that.
You couldn't.
Okay. I could see me grappling, throwing that up there, and climbing up and getting up to the roof.
I'm going to question that.
Right, Mary, I could do this.
Todd, did you see him go from his chair to that chair? Oh, my hip. It's my hip.
I mean, Jim does have a point, John. There is a point there.
Must feel good to point out the shortcomings of others, Jim. Wow. I've always wanted to do that, though.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do that. Mary?
Maybe try rock climbing first indoors where you're strapped in. It's a little safer.
Okay. Mary Rowdy is a very special guest here. I'll tell you what. You know who never complains about the weather coming to your place? Cheese Curd Nick. He's just there.
Cheese Curd Nick.
Do you know Cheese Curd Nick?
I don't know if I know Cheese Curd Nick.
He's on the corner. He's on the corner. He's obviously.
And we're all going to be like, oh, bad weather. All right. We're good.
He is, all the food
fried
trucks.
Cheese curds and the big hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to eat more of your food there, Mary. Come on.
Somebody has to serve
you. You want me to work
beer
in your beer tent sometime?
I mean,
I could do that.
That could be fun.
When do you want me? This week?
Be drinking up the profit.
Jim's on the 4th?
Shaking his head over there.
Just a little twitch. Okay. Just a little twitch.
I'm off. I'm volunteering. I work
for
tips.
We have amazing volunteers.
I'd work for tips. Just tips.
If you would donate those tips to a nonprofit, we can maybe talk.
I'm nonprofit.
Nick donates his tips.
What's that?
Nick donates his tips.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, we have, I know the tent I'll be working. We have Community Paws that volunteers with us. So they bring a whole crew of people and they get to keep the tips from their working time. Yeah.
Nice. Mary Rowdy on Broadway. Stick around. Back after this.
Some have said down through history, if you last, it's a mystery. But I guess they don't know what they're talking about.
From the mountains down to the sea, you've become such a habit with me. America, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up! Email info at WISS.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And my brother.
Little Waylon Jennings. Nice. Gotta love Waylon. Mary Brody on Broadway, Festival of Foods, Fire Over the Fox, and a whole bunch of other things. When did this really, were you in office when this really started gaining traction? Because I remember it was basically just the fireworks, and there was a big thing. Guys like Channel 5 at the time, and it's like, ooh, we're televising fireworks. And it's that was like the big thing.
Okay.
And then when, how did this thing just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger? What was
I would like to think the city deck had something to do with that. Because when we built that, that's when Zelaski moved, him and Aaron came down and they set up their little tent. And they did their headquarters. I don't know what happened. We also did, we wanted to get people down here earlier too. So we rang the Liberty Bell and we swore in some new citizens.
Okay.
And the judge would come down. And that was quite a nice ceremony. I want to say it was kind of emotional too. And they would speak after the ceremony. And I think that was at 1 o'clock because we went, you know, like 3 o'clock it starts now, but it was hard because the vendors are down there and 6-8 people would come and buy something. And but every hour, you could just tell more and more. And then at 6 o'clock, it was like awesome. But like, okay, what happened the first 5 hours? We're here setting up our tent. And it's
we would be set up, me and Murph would be set and giving up. So giving up the 4th of July, you know, it's, to be with your family. And nobody, just have people coming up and ask you for CDs.
But but then I just want to say that on the city.
I dated myself.
No, that's okay.
But Life Park didn't really kick in until later. So then on the city deck, we had the bounce house, some of the things she's talking about. So that got people down here, too. And it was just easier to watch, too, instead of standing behind those bars.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But it's amazing how it's grown.
And I do want to say that I think, you know, Festival is up the game big
time.
Oh,
my gosh. Having Festival step up and
that was ShopGo, remember, John?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Sure. Oh, my gosh. I remember that back in the day. We have so many amazing sponsors that help us. This is a I think we mentioned it previously. This is a heavy lift. This is a big event.
Well,
and
sure.
We couldn't do it without such amazing sponsors and partners.
And because there's a, we talk about the heavy lift. I mean, you got to pay the bands, but there's added security. You've got police and fire. There's a lot of cost to this.
Absolutely.
Thing.
Yeah. The event logistics, the
DPW.
Yeah. The security meetings that happen and just making sure everything runs smoothly is, it's huge.
And the reason it's such a heavy lift is we don't charge people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't charge.
This is a free community event.
Right. Yeah. This is like a parade. And that's why not a lot of people have a lot of parades. They're expensive to put on. They just are. And this even probably a little bit more so because it's in the evening and there's, not that there's more risk, but there's just more logistics to it. So,
yeah.
And you know, you're too young, Mary, but we talk about like when I first came to Green Bay, nobody went on Broadway. I mean, well, some people did, but you didn't want to go and hang out with those people on Broadway.
Correct.
And now for what it is, I mean, you have to have been here for a while to see the transformation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that quite a bit Saturday because there was a party on Broadway at Lenny's Tap. And again, I don't know how much time you spend there, but they've been there for 50 years.
They have.
And it's just a great, great establishment. I'm glad they didn't go away. I can be honest with you. As much as we...
Well, neighborhood tavern.
Right. As much as a lot of the places did go away and they needed to go away, he needed to stay. And he's so charitable to the New Community Shelter, to Salvation Army, and had a great party there celebrating 50 years of business. And 50 years is a long time to be in business.
It's still not, has that same amazing vibe it did.
That is one of the reasons he's been so successful is he hasn't changed a whole lot.
Right.
And, even when you go inside...
Yeah, I mean, people love that though.
Oh, I know,
right?
That was, and when we went to this party, I was just saying to some people, it was Green Bay. I mean, he does some tourism there and has some people, but it was just a lot of people who, there's a couple people I think that have been there all 50 years.
Potentially,
this is great. But anyway,
but that adds to a neighborhood. That kind of gives a neighborhood a certain. What was the word you used earlier? A vibe.
Yeah,
you know, it gives a neighborhood a certain vibe.
But for them, it's also nostalgia, and people love that because it helps them remember
maybe
some of the good parts of what Broadway used to be.
Right.
But now to have them still, in a way, kind of anchoring that north end of the district and to see how much has changed in between there and Shipyard is amazing.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a walk back in time and just walk in.
Yeah.
I mean, which is so cool that, you know, it's not a sports bar that was thrown up in
That's what I'm saying.
He
could have done that, but he stuck with his vision and it obviously has worked. I mean, that was just, it was just packed there. And
That's so great to hear.
A lot of fun. So, yeah, I John makes a good point. And I think it's cool to come, you know, you go out to some field or something new, but, you know, the history and seeing the buildings and the bridges and the water, it's just, it's a cool place to be.
It has, you know, I try to take a couple moments here and there during this event because it's just such a long day and it's so busy. But I try to take a couple of those moments to really take that in, right? And try to see from one end to the other over the bridge because it's so packed with people and everyone's smiling and having a good time in their red, white, and blue. And it's just, you're right. It's there's something about the atmosphere and the area of downtown. And especially on that day, it's just really a special place
to
be. I
like to think of the fact that my dad, when he'd come for Packer games, would go there.
Yeah, right.
And I can go in maybe the same Pabst Blue Ribbon glass that,
you know.
I mean, how often can you find that anymore?
Yeah.
And I don't know who you bring in if you still do that, but we always brought in, you know, professional photographer, and that's what we put on our postcards a lot. And Bay Beach, I mean, the city has a lot of, because we said if we're going to do something, let's make it worthy to put on a postcard. And some of those pictures are unbelievable that you capture that night. And
go
up on top of the Bellin building, and you can capture some really, really, really cool
absolutely
pictures.
I just had a chat with Chris Rogowski, Chicken or the Egg Photography, who's going to be taking photos for us on July 4th. And so we were just kind of checking out that shot list and what we might need this year and getting, obviously, a couple of great firework shots.
And then Keen Printing will do them for free. Kevin, please. You did them free for me. And then you just give them out at hotels and people send them and say, oh, it was in Green Bay. So anyway, it's cool.
That's awesome. Love it.
He should have a different job than this because he has so many ideas still. It's just like we have to deal with them all the time.
Love it.
Mary Rohde, great having you here on Broadway Festival.
Yeah, thanks, Mary, for all you're doing.
Fox. This is the event of Northeast Wisconsin.
It is. Come see us.
Come on now.
We'll be there.
Here's another break. Back after this.
Far, we've been traveling far. Get out of home.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. senators are working to pass the Big Beautiful Bill that contains cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Melissa Kay reports.
Now, these potential cuts are around $211 billion. Jackie Anderson is the executive director of Feeding Wisconsin. She said the important thing to keep in focus here in the Badger State is the number of people who will be affected by these cuts.
In Wisconsin, there's about 705,000 people who participate in the SNAP program, of which 270,000 are children and 108,000 are seniors. So that means the most vulnerable folks are going to be impacted by these SNAP cuts.
Anderson said another thing to consider are the economic impacts, especially in rural areas. She said grocery stores will suffer because people who usually spend their SNAP benefits there won't be able to.
Farmers markets are going to be impacted. Local stores where you, like Walmart's, Targets, like they will be impacted.
Some federal funding has already been cut. Three of the six Feeding America food banks lost 30% of federal emergency food and will now have to purchase that on their own. Another cut federal funding stream is called LFPA, or Local Food Purchasing Agreement. It helped farmers buy seed and purchase equipment to produce food.
About 254 pantries benefited from that program alone, and they received about $4.2 million of food from the local farmers to go directly to their pantries.
These cuts were unexpected, and food banks are already scrambling to make up for the loss.
The need is increasing and the resources are decreasing.
Senators hope to pass the bill before the July 4th holiday. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do actors cope with being part of a really dark horror film? Violet McGraw and Allison Williams, stars of Megan 2.0, made themselves happy when the cameras weren't rolling by singing Taylor Swift songs. The 37-year-old Williams and 14-year-old McGraw are both Swifties. McGraw, who plays Williams' niece in the film, says the two bonded due to the dark material, and the way they ended up coping with it was by pretending to be Taylor. Megan 2.0 is rating fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and is currently in theaters. If mystery and horror isn't your thing, how about mystery and comedy? Peacock's remake of the 1989 Tom Hanks film The Burbs is gaining steam. The reboot is not a movie, but rather a series, and the cast is headlined by Kiki Palmer, whose credits include Nope and the recent surprise hit One of Them Days. Palmer is also executive producing. If you're feeling nostalgic for the movie, you might dig the show, as it is filmed on the same street on the Universal backlot as the movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We could catch an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 83. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang step into the host chairs, and they're joined by Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin to discuss Donald Trump's threats to Wisconsinites' health care. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, you know what? When we walked in this morning, it was like the most beautiful blue skies. Nice. Now it's getting dark and cloudy. 67 in Green Bay, 66 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh. High in the mid-80s later today. Possible thunderstorms.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing that.
Nope.
No, I got... Chris, I used the phone.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put all my faith in you finding that on your phone, Jim. 100%
it's a little bit more accurate. I don't know.
That.
Whatever. I,
yeah.
I'm hey, just this, so are you bringing the crew here for the 4th? Or what are you doing? Or are you going up to your brother's?
I still don't know, to be honest with you. I really don't. Either way, it's going to be pretty low-key. I will say that.
But you know what's cool about, like, even if you go up to Nagani or even, what, Tola?
Hey, by the way, Mary was saying, she's north of Antigo. She was at their cabin.
Yeah.
She said that deer flies and horse flies were terrible out there this weekend.
See.
It's not fun to me.
It's just not.
Me either. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm more of a spring and fall kind of cabin guy.
I'm not a cabin guy. Why? You know, but there's something wrong with spring and fall, too.
I'm going to be honest. No, you are missing the boat on something. You always say you're going to do it. Going up to the UP during the fall to see the colors and go to those little towns.
In a hotel? In my car? I would do that. That I'll do.
You're missing out on something there. It's really spectacular.
All right.
A lot of those places.
No, what I was going to say about these small towns, it's amazing how they lean into the fireworks.
Yeah, absolutely.
We went, I don't know if we got lost. We were like in Toma or something, and I don't know what the hell we were doing up there, but and the fireworks were like awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they were, look, Little Two Rivers, their fireworks in Walsh Field, they're, yeah, I think that's great how everybody celebrates the birthday.
The fireworks at Walsh Field, can you sit in the stands there to watch them?
Uh-huh.
That's got to be the greatest seat you could have.
You can go on the field.
Wow.
Now, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. That was Bob's, well, we were kids, so I don't know if they changed that because of insurance or something, but yes, you are right.
That's
there.
Cool.
Very
cool.
Because
I love that baseball stadium built into that hill.
It is. Yeah, no, you're right there.
What's that called? Picnic Hill?
Yeah. Wow. I haven't heard that term in a long. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Walsh Field, but yeah. So Two Rivers, man, everybody has great fireworks. And, you know, I don't know. You don't have to be, like, right there to see them. You know what I mean? Like, some people are like, oh, it's too crowded. Well, then go half, 6 blocks away. You can still see them. So.
But, you know, another thing, too, with the fireworks is, I mean, even when you stop at a roadside stand, which I haven't done in a lot of years, to be honest with you, I mean, you don't get a lot with $100. Like, you know, I remember one time we have a bunch of people. I'm gonna spend $100. And it's like, that bag, that's it. I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah. Okay. It's a couple
how much?
Things.
I want to know how much money out there just for your own personal parties. What's the most somebody that's listening has spent on fireworks?
Oh, there's people who spend a lot, like a lot, because they want to show off, and there's people who have spent a lot, and you got to show the guy the cash, and then he'll start working a deal. I've done that, but I just want to say for people in Green Bay,
I'm shocked. Hey, if you're negotiating with a guy working on your chimney while he was on the roof and you're on the ground, I'm shocked that you would negotiate in a tent with a guy.
Like, what? But again, not that anyone would ever do this, but you may want to buy, if you live in the municipality of Green Bay, you might want to buy your fireworks in like Howard or Ashwaubenon because they're better.
Why do you say that?
Because they allow...
Better in which way? More bang for your buck?
No.
Nope. Okay.
They allow, in Green Bay, you can't shoot off fireworks that they can't leave the ground. So, and in...
Really?
Yeah. And then in Howard, or Ashwaubenon, they have fireworks that can leave the ground. So you want to buy your fireworks.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was. I don't know. I'm going to have to...
Do they... You know what? I'd actually like to...
We had the chief on here, right?
Didn't he? I know. But
his advice? Go watch him.
I want to get police officer on.
Okay.
To find out, do they actually go out on calls? Like if a neighbor calls and says there's... Really? Oh, yeah. They do.
And I think it's like... I don't know. I don't want to quote... I think it's... Like,
is Officer Craig out there?
600.
Officer Craig, are you out there?
I think it's a lot.
That's what I mean. What is the...
It's hefty.
Okay. I have spent nothing on fireworks, John. They are illegal in Green Bay. I listened to the show. Shocked, I say, shocked, Brian.
Me too.
I would like to know, what is the fine if you go out?
Because the snow cone, that is a good firework, but it doesn't leave the ground. But you put the snow cone down, and it is amazing.
It's like a lava thing, isn't it then?
No. It shoots up. It just, that's a good firework. It's like $30. So I got a few of those.
Okay.
Sometimes I use those, just people come over. Well, that's a good firework.
Okay, which hat are you wearing?
What do you mean?
The Green Bay no fireworks thing, or are you talking what you're doing?
I don't know, John. I'm confused.
What I've learned is,
I have some inventory.
If the law, whether it's speeding or fireworks, doesn't want it to pertain to him, it doesn't. However, he wants people with loud mufflers to be stopped.
So is it illegal in Green Bay to have, what do you call them? The
kind that bottle rockets?
Well, that, but the bigger ones.
It is.
Those are illegal.
That's illegal in Green Bay.
But I did not know that. I don't think they're illegal in Ashwaubenon.
Okay. So when I lived in Ledgeview.
Don't know about Ledgeview.
Would that have its own, or is that considered part of Green Bay prop?
That would be a DePere ordinance.
Yes. Okay.
But I don't know what the rules are in DePere.
But has anybody really been busted?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have to call, like you said, I do think, they call the police. I don't know who issues the citation, but I think it's expensive, like really expensive. So.
Well, if they go through the effort of reporting on a call and going someplace.
I know in Oshkosh this year, you used to get a warning from the cops.
Okay.
Oh.
No longer. This year, if they get called out and they stop by, boom, ticket.
Really?
Yep.
Do you know how much it is?
I don't, offhand.
Wow.
Yeah.
What if you shot everything off before they got there?
and say it's the guy next door.
Yeah.
And take the bucket of water, which we'll do, because the chief said, put it in the bucket and then just drag it over.
Absolutely.
Throw it over the fence.
To your neighbors.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
No, we had
all the plans here.
We had music, you know.
It's not synchronized.
No, not okay. Synchronized, but it was... It was great. Patriotic music and it was fun.
And it was right here?
No, we did it. I will say this in my defense. We shot him off in Ashwaubenon.
While you were mayor of Green Bay?
Yes. It was a pool party.
Todd. Ethical, yes or no?
Whatever. Fireworks. Kids love fireworks.
And I realize that, but I'm just saying, I've never known anybody that actually got busted. And what bugs me is the people that... For the next 2 weeks, it's like, shoot them all off on the 4th of July, get them all. But randomly at 2 in the morning.
Right.
That guy.
Can we stop it at like
10, 10:30?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes.
I totally agree with that. And dogs are afraid of them too.
Oh my God.
My dog hates them.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
So.
I mean, I know so many veterans that deal with it. I got a buddy.
Well, right. We talked about that. Sure.
He goes up to his cabin to get away from it.
Yeah.
He lives in Dykesville. He has to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, we got this answer. Ashwaubenon is similar to Green Bay. They cannot leave the ground. Jim? Huh.
Yeah, I didn't shoot off the kind that left the ground.
You did, too.
as Jim would say, check the tape.
Yeah, he had his patriotic music going to sparklers on the ground.
That may have changed.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you. I have to look into this. I'm over my skis on this.
Can the sheriff's department show up any place? They can go anywhere in the county, right?
Oh, yeah. Assuming they could. Yeah, those guys can do. Yeah.
All right. We're going to get a cop on tomorrow. Todd.
You guys, if you want to do that, I think there's an opening.
Seven, I think, but we're trying.
I've got seven's book now.
Okay.
Do we have any time?
Is that a chef at 7?
I've got a chef at 7.
Okay, good. Because there's some, I was telling you that this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some great.
It's great.
4th of July recipes that are healthy. Let me just talk about recipes.
Unless you've got somebody else, I've got somebody but they're going to talk about grilling and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, that's
fantastic.
Cool.
Fantastic.
I just want to say that John tried to embarrass me, and I thought I was right, but I didn't want to embarrass you, but I'll take this opportunity now.
Okay.
We have a intern, not an intern, he's actually a paid employee, Jesse, and hails from Puerto Rico.
Nope. Panama. Nope.
He's from Panama.
Okay.
Yes, he is actually not an intern. He is the marketing coordinator.
I
right, yeah. right. But I just want to clarify
from
that.
Panama.
His family's from Panama.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead. Go ahead and embarrass me some more.
No, I thought he was from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. No. Nope. Nope.
Okay, because then I said, look, did your mom
make that? But it doesn't matter where he's from. The point of your story is the same. So go ahead.
No, it's not. Because if he's from Puerto Rico, and then you said, why would his mom make a red, white, and blue 4th of July?
Cake.
Cake.
Right.
If he's from Puerto Rico.
He's not from Puerto Rico. He's from Panama the whole time.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense because Puerto Rico is part of us and they celebrate the 4th of July.
Todd, you following this?
All I know is he was trying to make you look bad, and now I'm thinking that now he just did the opposite. Okay.
I gave him one of the pasties. I'm waiting for it. He's not here, right?
He'll be. I think he's in on Wednesday.
Okay. So I wanted people that haven't tried pasties before to try that because you guys loved them, right?
Oh,
yeah. Fantastic. So Snarky Brian, thank you for doing it. I wonder if that's what I could open up in the Shipyard District. We've talked about that a little bit. A pasty
shop. I know what
there.
I'm making.
What?
No, I'm not going to tell you, man, because then you're going to not.
No, I'm not. I won't.
Yeah. I'm making. I'm going to have a line, and they're going to. You're lucky. You're going to be next to me because then they may go over to whatever you're making.
Well, I'm still going to do my Johnny Juice.
Yeah, I'm telling you, John. I'm going to do that. I'm going to have something that people are going to buy, a food item. And then you can
a hot food item? You're cooking it there.
Uh-huh. I'm cooking it there.
Is it something unique? Something different?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you ever talked about it on the show before?
No. Mm-mm. And I tell you where there was a long line, and I had it. It's from Africa.
Okay.
It's not expensive.
All right.
It's very profitable.
Is it a meat?
No.
You're not going to let us know.
Why?
No. What? Nobody's going to steal that idea. Trust me.
No, they will.
No, really?
Yep. Okay. I'm doing that with you. I thought about doing that when we talked about the Shipyard. I thought about doing that when I was mayor. But
it's Tanzania food.
Yeah. And you can't really. I didn't want to do that because of conflict of interest. Oh, mayor's doing this, making some side hustle. So I didn't. No.
All right.
I'm going to do it, though. This Shipyard thing really interests me.
Me too.
And I think that would be legit and we could do it together, but independent. Our name would be together, but our costs, our profit.
Got a text here, by the way. The Panamanian flag is red, white, and blue.
Okay.
Wow. I did not know that.
Do they? Okay. So, Puerto Rico, they're part of us, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Panama part of us?
No.
But aren't we going to buy them or something?
I don't know, something. At one time. That was when Noriega was still around, I think.
No. Didn't Trump put the canal and everything? Aren't we going to?
I don't know. You're more up in there. What is your cabinet?
I was just going to say the same thing. You're the one who loves the cabinet.
That's got to be on a t-shirt. That's got to be on our bingo card. That's got to be on our bingo card.
He blew it last time, and this time he brought in the A-team. I don't know.
Oh, good Lord. We're not going there, are we?
No, don't. Okay. Don't. I'm just, that's personal opinion.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay. Todd, who do we got coming up next?
Nobody coming in this morning. I will tell you, tomorrow morning we will be talking about recipes. Marla Kopecky-Penny, she's been on the show with us when we were in Oshkosh. She's got a business called Empower Freedom. She's going to tell us more about that tomorrow. Okay. Our buddy Sean Katzbeck's in to talk about the Logging and Heritage Festival up in Marinette. And also tomorrow, Dana's coming in. She's the brand ambassador for La Crosse Distilling.
She's awesome. Yes. We did that video with her over at Crown. She's got a phenomenal personality. She's great at what she does.
And if any of our listeners want to text in their favorite 4th of July recipe.
10 seconds.
Okay. I mean, that's
10 seconds.
I've got a great one. Okay. I'll bring it tomorrow.
Hold that thought.
I'll bring it tomorrow. I'll steal my daddy's cue and make a living.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Maris Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government Buy-in for the people. The U.S. Supreme Court said in 2019 that partisan gerrymandering was fundamentally a political issue and left it to legislatures and state courts to decide. In South Carolina, a state Supreme Court case heard June 24th challenges the state constitutionality of partisan gerrymandering. At the heart of the case is this provision in the South Carolina state constitution. All elections shall be free and open, and every inhabitant of the state possessing the qualifications provided for in this constitution shall have an equal right to elect officers and be elected to fill public office. In another SCOTUS case, 2024's Alexander v. South Carolina NAACP, evidence showed state legislators repeatedly said they gerrymandered for partisan, not racial reasons when they moved 30,000 mostly black voters into Congressional District 2, leaving adjacent districts more white and conservative. Their admission of partisan gerrymandering is now being used against them. The League of Women Voters and ACLU argued that the admitted partisan gerrymandering, quote, violated voters' constitutional rights to free and open elections that are protected from all undue influence and where voters exercise equal influence over elections. The groups asked that the map be in compliance with the state constitution. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can't beat the Stones.
We got to get them here.
Actually, you know what? They probably would.
They played at Soldier Field.
Yeah, they probably would. They played at Miller Park back when it was first opened. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, and I think they would probably like to play at Lambeau, don't you?
Oh, I think everybody would like to play at Lambeau.
So do I.
I'm not just throwing that out there because it's our thing. I can't think of a band that wouldn't say, how would you like to play at Lambeau Field?
Right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they would never, nobody would turn it down.
I would like to think you're right.
I still wonder, like, you know, okay, they had such a phenomenal response to the draft. And so many people that had never had a chance to see Lambeau Field and everything that that entails before, okay, you know, from other places, I guarantee you they would bring, and I don't know how many does that soccer bring in? I don't really know when they have the soccer teams there. And Notre Dame will be huge with a whole different thing. But I just think marketing-wise for themselves, where Green Bay can almost be like a Canton where it's like it's a destination, even though that's not your team, I still think, not that they need money, but I still think that having concerts and different things at Lambeau on a fairly regular basis would be huge for the area.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. But, you know, the cap is 80,000.
Right.
So, and we had 200,000 people at the draft one night.
Well, how many, Brian wants to know, how many the Stones you think they could open for the Pope?
Well, the Pope can't charge for Catholics.
You know what? I've had numerous people say, okay, I wanted to laugh at Jim. And then I thought to myself, I could see it happening.
It could happen in Denver.
I could see it happening.
That could happen.
I could see the Pope coming to Green Bay. To Lambeau.
That, I'm telling you, I think that's going to be, I got a couple other things I want to get done. But that's going to really move up my list.
That's,
I think I'm
going to
do that.
Yeah. Let me grab a pen.
Yeah.
Let's start a little list.
No. Okay.
So
Pope to Green Bay.
You want the Wisconsin Music Museum.
Yep.
Okay.
That's important.
I'm going to write that down.
Yep.
You want the Pope.
Yep.
Pope for sure.
You also did say The Stones, you said.
The Stones,
I can get
Lambeau.
That done. You said that.
The Stones at Lambeau.
Yep, Stones.
Okay. That would be a good one.
All right. What else is that? Oh, your restaurant or whatever you're going to do on Broadway.
No, your African food.
African food, but I want to share a trailer, a car. What are those called? Container park.
Storage
a container
thing.
Park.
Yeah,
a container.
Yeah.
A container car,
right.
With John.
I'm going to have the upstairs.
We're not doing it. We're doing it side by side.
No
one's going to go upstairs.
Oh, my God. That's part of the coolness.
That ain't going to happen.
It's going to be overlooking the water from my balcony.
All right. I'll go alone on that one then.
Well, that's fine. But if you're my tenant, keep it down.
In Europe.
Because you know what? You're not going to get any customers. You're going to get people that'll go there one time. No, it's let's go try this
John,
food.
Who's okay?
And they'll try it once. It's like, okay.
You know what is going to be cool? Because I'm going to be. So marketing, I'm going to have people from that area dressed up. I'm going to have the music.
Yeah, but it'll be like a festival. Nobody's going to go there on a Tuesday night.
You want to bet?
Yes. Yes.
And then I just want to make sure, buying Panama, is that on your list?
No, I'm not going to buy that. No, I'm not going to do that. No. But you know what? In Europe, so I like thrift stores, right? I mean, I do.
Yeah,
right?
I do too.
I do. And I got that. Come over to my house. All that china is from thrift stores, and the 13 different sets of china I have there. When you go to Europe, the thrift stores are like subsets of the charity. So there's a thrift store for United Way. There's a thrift store for cancer. There's a thrift store for heart disease. There's a thrift store. So I'm going to open up a thrift store for a homeless shelter, and it's going to be called Nifty Thrifty.
Ah.
And it's going to be the profits.
Brian,
of that.
Put it on the. Brian's sending me Jim's list. End homelessness. Stones. Pope. Linen Museum. Liberace Museum.
Oh yeah.
Meet the Press podcast live.
Yeah, that Meet the Press. Chuck Todd is a huge Packer fan.
Okay.
Wait. He's a Dolphins fan. But he likes the Packers. That's what it is. He's a Dolphins fan, but likes the Packers.
Okay.
I just don't know what to believe in.
I don't either. I just like letting him go.
No, I want to invite him up for a game.
All right.
Maybe it was let's take Chuck Todd off the list. I'm not going to mess with that one.
Oh, it's off.
I want to share a photo. It's going to take me a moment to do this, but okay. I want to share a photo of when I think of Jim and all the stuff he wants to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw it up on our stream. Here.
Okay.
Anyway,
because it ties all of that in.
Okay.
It ties all of
right.
it in.
I just I have work to do. I mean, I'm not.
I have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, but
do you have a staff?
That's
something you're working on.
That's
okay.
That
put together a staff. All right.
That awesome. Would be that would keep me busy. But I gotta have a project. Yeah. I cannot.
So when we think Liberace in a museum and we think of the 4th of July.
Yes, you guys all combined into one. That's it. I like those knee socks. I'll tell you that right now.
And the fringe.
And the fringe.
And the baton.
And the whole thing. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what are your goals? What are you going to do, John?
None of what you're going to do.
I'm going to have a couple of spotted cows and pass out early.
Absolutely. That's about it. No, but I'm serious. I'm going to see if I can get upstairs here on the roof to watch the fireworks.
I would do that.
I think that'd be awesome.
That would be fun. That there's probably not a better view.
No.
Because... So, you know, some of the displays are on the ground,
right?
Okay. Because they lay up those boards.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I'm going to see if I can do that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know.
That would be great.
I know.
See if you can get a couple other chairs up there for... Todd, where are you watching the fireworks?
I'm going to be watching in Oshkosh on the 4th.
Sure you want to be on my roof?
Yeah, I'll stay in Oshkosh.
Sure. I'll have adult beverages. What could go wrong?
Like he's not going to have an Oshkosh?
I'm just saying.
William says, how about a fine linen shop?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't.
How about a fat farm?
Are you tired of squeezing into those jeans?
That was funny. That was a while ago.
That was one of the funniest things of all time.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
All right,
Todd. Great work, buddy.
Let's wrap it up. Thank you, Todd.
Great work, as usual.
All right, Johnny, we will see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here, everybody. Mud of the Mayor. See ya.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, back at it.
Under the previous order, the Senate will resume consideration of H.R. 1, which the clerk will report.
The Senate back in session and deliberating President Trump's budget bill, which includes roughly $4 trillion in tax cuts and makes substantial cuts to Medicaid to pay for it.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the Senate bill's reforms to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act could cost nearly 12 million people their health care, a significant increase from the House version of the bill. One expert calling it the biggest rollback in federal support for health in history. But supporters say the bill overall will spark economic growth and reduce fraud.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Two Idaho firefighters shot and killed by a gunman who police say set a brush fire and then waited for first responders to show up. The ambush happening on a mountain near Coeur d'Alene. Wimbledon has begun amid a major heat wave across Europe, one of the hottest opening days ever. This is ABC News.